الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الإخوة Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Peace and blessings on His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be with you. So here we are, praise be to Allah. The final Jum'ah of this blessed month, the most blessed of months, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to be present in. Who knows whether we'll see another day like this and experience a day like this, brothers and sisters. This is a day still as part of Ramadan to make the most of. We only have one or two days left. Last night was the 29th night. I pray all of you tried whatever you could of trying to get the benefits of the night. Who knows whether it was Laylatul Qadr. It could well have been. Allah only knows. May Allah accept from us. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Do they not know that surely it is Allah, He it is who accepts the tawbah, the repentance of His slaves, and He takes the charities and the sadaqat, the charities and donations and zakah, and surely Allah it is who is the oft-returning, most merciful. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, in the end, brothers and sisters, all this ibadat, fasting, good works, all is to for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom we're heading anyway. Life is but a blink of the eye. We come and we go, brothers and sisters. We're like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, like a traveller under the shade of a tree, soon to leave it and carry on the journey back to the Creator, who we belong to. The whole essence of the fasting, in fact, in the ayat of the fasting, if you remember, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ And if my slave asks about me, then surely I am really near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ I answer the call of a caller who is calling me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ So let him or her in turn answer my call and really believe in me so that they may be rightly guided. So closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and sees and knows everything that we do. And since we're heading towards Him anyway, then there is no one else we have to turn to. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do they not realize that it is only Allah? And then Allah says, He, just to stress on it, that only He is the one who accepts tawbah. Our forgiveness, our rewards of our deeds, brothers and sisters, our for what we've done of little or more, and it's never really enough. We're always faltering, are we not, brothers and sisters? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end, it is about acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no one else to turn to. Who can we turn to aside from the Creator, the Lord of the worlds, the Master of the Day of Judgment, who we're going towards? So that's why it's being stressed on by Allah that only He is the one who accepts tawbah. Yeah, to firstly make us realize that only turn to Him and everything belongs to Him, and that is our journey. And secondly, to make us realize that Allah accepts tawbah. It's a matter of fact. Praise be to Allah. And Allah says, "An ibadihi," as a term of endearment, yeah, from His, yani a belonging from His slaves. That's a term of endearment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept us as his slaves. Allahumma ameen. Wa ya'khudhu sadaqat, and he takes the donations, whether it's zakah or voluntary donation. Any donations that we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah takes them. It's as though they go to through Allah to the other people whom are eligible for these donations. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, as if to stress again, as surely Allah, He is the one, He is the oft-returning. If we turn to Him, He keeps on turning towards us with His mercy, forgiveness, and His guidance, enlightenment, and He is the most merciful. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting especially sadaqah is a bit like the hadith mentioned by in Sahih Muslim from Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, who said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's a long hadith, I mentioned you part of it, it's a beautiful hadith in which Allah says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah says, Yabna Adam, O child of Adam, Yabna Adam, istat'amtuka falam tut'imni, I asked you to feed me and you didn't feed me. The person was here, qal ya rab kayfa ut'imuka wa anta rabbul alamin, say, oh Lord, how can I feed you when you are the Lord of the worlds? Then Allah will say, ama alimta annahu istat'amaka abdi fulan falan tut'imhu, do you not realize that such and such a person asked for food from you, of my slaves asked food from you, and you didn't feed him? Ama alimta annaka law at'amtahu lawajadta dhalika indi, do you not realize that had you fed him or her, that you would have found me? Lawajadta dhalika indahu, you'd have found, meaning that recorded with me. Yeah, you would have found that recorded with me. And in regards to visiting the sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same hadith says that, do you not realize that had you visited him or her, لَوَجَتَّنِي إِنْدَهُ, that you would have surely found me with him. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraging the good works in humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who take full benefit. Of course, we're not able to visit the sick at the moment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensate us as though we were not in lockdown and we were doing that. Allahumma ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, قُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. In other words, as Allah says, that Allah is the one who accepts tawbah. Yeah, encouraging us to turn back to Him from His slaves and to give in sadaqah, meaning in good works, in helping others. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraging us, saying, say, do good works, e'malu, do good works, be proactive, make full use of every opportunity that we have to carry on in Ramadan and as we go out of Ramadan. Yeah, carry on with good works. They don't stop after Ramadan is over. Remember this, brothers and sisters. They don't stop after Ramadan. Ramadan is to concentrate our attachment with our Creator so we're able to continue to do good works after the ending of this blessed month. So, قُلْ اعْمَلُوا, so carry on doing good works. Soon Allah will see your good works, and His Messenger will, and as will the believers. I mean, they will be made apparent on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Day of Resurrection. فَسَيْرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, and you will be brought back, all of you, to the one who is the knower of all that is hidden and all that is open. Allah, glory be to Him, it means. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and so then He will inform you, Allah, of all, inform you all of all that you used to do. Yeah. In other words, that's all going to be presented on the Day of Judgment. So that is partly in a way of a warning that soon we're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For sure, that will make us shake. That's the reality, brothers and sisters. But it's also a bushra, a glad tiding, that nothing of what we do, brothers and sisters, whether anybody sees it or doesn't see it, as long as we're sincere, nothing of our good works, inside, outside, will go to waste, brothers and sisters. Sincerity, taqwa, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And nothing for the human beings except what he or she strives for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And surely, surely his or her striving will soon become apparent, will be on show. Similar to what I said before, that it will be on show on the Day of Judgment. There will be ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. And then he will be recompensed. He will be given in will be recompensed soon for it. Yeah, for all that striving, with absolute and complete recompense. Nothing that we're going to feel, oh, I did that little good and it has not been, Allah didn't take any notice of it. No, brother and sister, this is Allah, Lord of the worlds. Yeah, Lord of the worlds. Nothing is missed, brothers and sisters. That, you'd fill our hearts with hope and glad tidings, is it not, brothers and sisters? Praise be to Allah who made us believers. Praise be to Allah who enlightened our hearts. Praise be to Allah who made us Muslims, who with our tongues and our minds and our bodies, we submit to our Creator. That is a wonderful, wonderful, the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And gifts, they are abound if we only but reflect, brothers and sisters. Let me remind you that at the beginning of Ramadan, we reminded ourselves, and I remind ourselves again, that the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan full of iman, yeah, this is for believers, full of faith, meaning sincere, with sincerely, ihtisaban, accepting rewards from Allah, all his or her past sins are forgiven. "Wa man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ." And whoever stands in the night, however little, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, however more, again, the reward is according, yeah, the level, the gradation, and how much sins are wiped out, and how much you get as a reward, depends on how much you do. But still, it counts. To the extent of even Salatul Isha and Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah, even in the home, the family is counted as that. It can be, as the Prophet ﷺ said, it's like if you want to do both in Jama'ah, like you stood the whole night in Qiyam. And if you do Salatul Isha in Jama'ah, it's as though you stood half of the night in Qiyam. SubhanAllah, this Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives us so many opportunities full of blessing. So whoever stands in the night in the month of Ramadan in prayer with iman and hoping for rewards from Allah, they will have all their previous sins forgiven. Man qama laylatul qadr imanun ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever stands the night of decree in prayer, in other words, in his remembrance, with iman and hoping for rewards, will have all their previous sins forgiven. SubhanAllah. The opportunity abounds again and again. There are three separate hadith on three separate things. Bring them all together, and we have, if we're sincere, we have time for rejoicing and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. And it's like coming out of Ramadan like a newborn baby, brothers and sisters, from having all the previous sins forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those blessed people who have had their slate clean and who come out like a newborn baby from this blessed month, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, I pray again, to continue after Ramadan and not go back to where we were before. As we pray to Allah to give tawfiq to us to be better Muslims, to be better individuals and human beings as we come out inshallah, with the help of Allah, as we come out of the COVID crisis situation as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts for those who have been able to fast, for those who are unable to fast, their dhikr, their dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of those who have been on the front line, and all their hard work and their stresses. May Allah ease their stresses. May Allah ease the stresses of those who have lost loved ones, for those who have people ill in them. Glory be to Him. His is the mercy and forgiveness and reward and sabr. We are totally and utterly dependent on Him, our Creator. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten the lives and guide those who have not got His guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, enlighten them, and bring them towards Him. Glory be to Him. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, before we finish, I want to mention two or three things before Eid. One is, most of you probably have done it, but do not forget, brothers and sisters, Zakah Fitr. And that is obligatory on every believer of all ages. The person who is responsible in the family, the father has to pay on behalf of each individual in the family. Even babies are included in this, adults, children, they have to pay before the time of Salatul Eid. We know there isn't a Salatul Eid this time, but before that time. So before Eid day, especially nowadays, because the charity organizations have to gather and distribute and bring things together. So it's better to do it. If you've forgotten, do it immediately online, brothers and sisters. It's between £4 and £5, as far as I'm aware. You can check that on their site. So please, firstly, do not forget that. Second, people ask me about takbirat. In takbirat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, with three initially of Allahu Akbars, or two initially of Allahu Akbars, as is with the case of the Hanafiyas and the Hanabila. Difference of opinion, you can do either of them. It's all acceptable, because nothing came with this format directly from the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The opinions of those who came after them, and it's absolutely fine. But doing the takbirat is from the Quran. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And to complete, in order that you complete the fasting period, and that you mention the greatness of Allah, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, in that He has guided you, and so that perhaps you may be grateful. So it's from the Quran, so mentioning Allahu Akbar takbirat, as to not confuse you. Again, you can do either of the two. Shafi'iyah, for example, went down the road of doing it the night before, after Maghrib, the night before Eid, to start doing the takbirat. They don't have to be done after Salah only, they can be done any time, again and again, but it can be done after Salah as well. The Hanafiya and others mostly went for the morning, after Fajr or on the way. Since we're not on the way to Salatul Eid, it's fine just to do it in the morning till the time of what Salatul Eid would have been, which is the Salatul Duha time. Do takbirat at that time, but you can do it the night before. It's fine to do that. It's a very flexible this situation. There's nothing from the Sunnah or even from the Ulama about doing takbirat all day of Eid al-Fitr. Yeah, once the time for Salatul Eid has gone, there's nothing there. None of them say you carry on. But if people carry on, they're saying Allahu Akbar, there's no harm either. It is dhikr and remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Eid al-Fitr. And finally, Eid al-Fitr, people ask me questions of how to do it. Somebody asked me, firstly, about the intention of Eid al-Fitr. So let me say a few things about it. I'll try not to give you confuse you with various opinions here. I'll give you a simple format. I have to mention a few things, though. Firstly, Eid Salatul Eid, we will not be doing Salatul Eid. We'll be doing Qada of Salatul Eid. It's allowed to do it. I remind you, you don't have to do it, and neither is it mustahab. It's allowed. Some people said mustahab. So if you're going to do it, Then there is no adhan and no iqamah, as most of you know, even when we do the actual Salatul Eid. It is two rakahs only, and you make the niyyah, brothers and sisters, many people make the niyyah verbally. So if you are going to make it verbally, then it's 2 rakahs of Salatul Eid with the extra takbirat. That's all. It's very simple. And Allahu Akbar. But the best opinion on this, because the Prophet ﷺ never said that, and neither the Sahaba, the intention is inside. So as you're saying Allahu Akbar to start the Salah, you're thinking, I'm doing two rakahs of Salatul Eid. That's all that's needed, brothers and sisters. And then to immediately after the Allahu Akbar, when you start the Salah, you need to do 7 takbirs immediately. Yeah, 7 takbirs. Some people say, you can raise the hand, but best is not to raise the hands. Just do 7 takbirs. And then start the recitation. If you're doing it in Jama'ah with your family, that's also fine. Then, of course, you do recitation loud of Fatiha and a surah after that. So after the 7 takbirs, do al-Fatiha, a surah. You could, obviously, if you're doing it on your own, you do them quietly. And then you do the first rakah as normal. And when you stand up for the second rakah, immediately you do 5 takbirs. Yeah. So altogether, you've done 12 extra. And after that, you do the recitation of Al-Fatiha and the surah and complete the prayer as normal. So this is in regards to performing Salatul Eid. Last thing, there is no khutbah at home. There will be no khutbah. There's only Salatul Eid khutbah, which is done when the actual gathering takes place. But inshallah, we're hoping to broadcast a reminder in its place. You can listen to as many reminders online as you want on Islam, and to remind you of the Eid day. There's no harm in that. It is not technically the Eid khutbah, inshallah, as this is not technically the khutbah of Jum'ah, but it is a reminder of Jum'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you, accept from us, and forgive us, and we turn to Allah, for He is the oft returning, most merciful. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.